Good morning. Two things happened in the last 10 days that are very important. First, the International Energy Agency came up with a report that says that global demand for electricity is outpacing the ability of renewables to keep up with it. In other words, there's another choice that needs to be made. Renewables will not be sufficient to address the electricity demand on a global basis, and the world is going to have to make a decision in terms of what else do we want to use? Nuclear, coal, natural gas, and those are the options. This is the first time that the CS agency has the recognition that we are going to need to address the demand for energy on a long-term basis in a way that is not simply renewables and will most likely involve fossil fuels on a long-term basis until we crack the code with nuclear. This is a refreshing piece of news that comes with some realism attached to the prediction. And it makes the case for natural gas on a global basis for a long period of time very essential. The second thing is the European Union came up with a program for the next decade in terms of what they were going to continue to pursue. And for the first time, acknowledge the fact that if you want to deal with climate crisis and climate issues, and you consider climate to be an existential problem, it is going to make energy more expensive on a global basis. And therefore, the recommendation for Europe is to start a fund to address the social injustice associated with dealing with the global climate change. Those are two very, very important things for us. From our standpoint, it means that the demand for gas is going to continue to increase for the foreseeable future. And in that, by that, I mean in terms of decades. And that energy is going to become more expensive. So the role that we at Tullin are going to play is critical and important. It's not going to be sufficient, but the demand for our product on a global basis is going to continue to be there for a long time. And you can already see this year with now $4 Henry Hub prices and close to $14 Asian prices. The arbitrage is always there. The fundamentals are extremely strong. The demand for our product is critical, and the world is starting to recognize it. Thank you.
Cautionary information about forward-looking statements. This presentation contains forward-looking statements within the meaning of U.S. federal securities laws. The words anticipate, assume, believe, budget, estimate, expect, forecast, initial, intend, may, plan, potential, project, proposed, should, will, would, and similar expressions are intended to identify forward-looking statements. Forward-looking statements herein relate to, among other things, future demand and market conditions, regulatory developments, future prices, and the prospects for the Driftwood Project. The forward-looking statements are subject to numerous risks and uncertainties. These risks and uncertainties include the matters discussed in Item 1A of Part 1 of the Annual Report on Form 10-K of Tellurian for the fiscal year ended December 31st, 2020, and other Tellurian filings with the Securities and Exchange Commission, all of which are incorporated by reference herein. The forward-looking statements in this presentation speak as of July 27th, 2021, the date it was posted. Although Tellurian may from time to time voluntarily update its prior forward-looking statements, it disclaims any commitment to do so except as required by securities laws.